I thought I might record some spoken thoughts about Discord. Well, as someone who, God, I feel it's tiring to say this. So today I went and I posted a question in some iOS Discord, and nobody answered my question, but a guy did run a bot on my profile, my account, and it came up with the statistics of my Discord account. It was like, this user is 6 years old. And the guy was like, damn, that's an old account. Of course, they didn't answer the question. But yeah, I remember Discord beta. You have to, like, without excusing whatever Discord is doing right now, and I want to get to that. But at the time that Discord came out, it was just, it was a miracle compared to all the other ways there were to chat or to record a podcast with people who are in a remote location. Originally, Discord was actually optimized for in the browser, and you could set it up so that I could have somebody click one link, come into my Discord room without creating an account, approve mic and speaker permissions, and then just go, and I could interview them right there in, I think initially it started off as, I think it was 128, nothing for free was even remotely, could even, like, just nothing approached that in terms of recording for a podcast. And then, so I guess I decided very early on, I didn't know what Slack was, that I was going to, when I started my online magazine in 2016, that the central hub was going to be the Discord. So basically I was like, I launched an independent media company on Discord. And then I wrote a thing a few years ago that was called Discord is Better Than Slack. But here's the issue that I see. Nothing's fucking changed. I mean, like, visually, that's my big thing, which, finding out, like, anyone with any sort of, visual accessibility obstructions, any sort of low vision users immediately have to, well, basically they are not accommodated for, and if they seek out the third party accommodations, of course, that are now plentiful, and by that I mean third party Discord themes, apps, whatever, that's against the terms of service. So what's so weird to me, and now of course everyone knows what Discord is, and like, I basically, my thing with Discord is Better Than Slack is I was complaining because the only reason people didn't like it, they were feature parallel, and Discord was even better in terms of especially considering it was a free service. I was frustrated because literally the only reason people didn't use Discord is because they called themselves a thing for gamers, a chat for gamers, and everybody thought of them as a gamer thing, and that was the only reason. I'm glad that we got past that, I guess. But frankly, I don't know what the fuck Discord, like, intends to happen, because from my perspective, literally all of the feature additions have come from third parties. I'm responding specifically to the panic over the API changes. And, like, I'm trying to think, is there a single feature addition? Like, there's commands now, but none of the native commands slash commands are useful really in any way. Like, it's all third parties. I just, you know, in a situation like Discord's, like, you either have to do what Twitter did when they shut down their API, which is just say, we're going to just build all the features that these third-party apps might have. Of course, they failed. But, like, and we're going to, you know, we are taking the whole responsibility, and we're going all full proprietary, full native. We'll do everything that your third-party services, API services can. And Twitter failed at that. But Discord, like, from what I see, would fail even worse. And honestly, like, I guess, their decisions kind of just stopped making sense as soon as they became, as soon as Discord became, I don't know, escaped that gamer thing, like, stages, even some of the thread, like, you know, it's just now, all of a sudden, it is that thing. It, like, it reminds me a lot of how I felt about, Ventrilo, and forgive me, open community people, open source community people, but IRC, in 2015, when Discord came along. And, like, the thing that they just kept doing things that made sense, right? Like, and that kind of just, I guess that ceased a long time ago. And now, I mean, I'm glad that I don't run Extra Tone on Discord anymore. It still exists. I mean, you can come hang out if you want. But, like, I don't know. It's slower. I mean, the iOS app is clunky and broken. It's just like, and again, without allowing third-party services to do the work for them, without, not that I, honestly, I have tried, yes, admission, ban me Discord, sure. I have tried third-party Discord clients did not find a configuration that I felt was better in any way than the native app, which is sad. God, this is just it's something that I should have predicted, I guess. But really what I'm wondering is, like, and not that I've done that much in the interim, but honestly, as someone who was using Discord 6 years ago, other than what third-party developers, largely open source, largely hobbyist developers, have added to Discord, not that much has changed, which begs the question, like, I've seen pictures of the Discord office. I downloaded the press kit and they have, like, stock photos of the Discord office. You know, it's a bunch of people laughing and I'm like, what have you been doing? I guess, like, serious. And I guess a lot of that's maybe content moderation, but, okay, yes, one more time, the color themes thing. I am very tired of looking at that fucking gray, okay? But what more importantly than that, just any sort of visual accessibility, please. I didn't want to find myself in this position about Discord. It was one of those that I really felt so good about, and I felt like it was such a smart, this doesn't have to happen. They're already past the point where I remember the threshold where it was like, okay, we have to make money now. That's ridiculous, frankly. Obviously, I don't know anything about business, but, like, it was years and years. That system does not seem to lead to ideal outcomes from my perspective. The venture capitalist system, anyway. But, I guess I'll conclude by saying, honestly, Telegram. I just wish everyone that I wish that I knew anyone, honestly, that would talk to me on Telegram. I wish that, I could have gone back and just, I don't understand why people don't use Telegram. Other than, I guess there's some shady content on there, but, like, if I can't find, like, any public groups to join for, like, I don't know, iOS development, like, intentionally, I feel like you're not accidentally stumbling upon bad shit. Anyway, wow, Discord. I'm gonna disrupt them with my new messaging service called the telephone.